December 8, 2013, Afternoon Service. Today we are going to cover Psalm 36. The transgression of the wicked says within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. We all know what this is. When one continues to commit sins and knowing it is bad, and he starts justifying his action. When we commit sin, we are supposed to repent and leave the sin behind. That's what we are supposed to do, but if we keep committing the sin would eventually occupy our heart, and the sin would start speaking to you to justify your action. The good example is prison. Many in there have a very good reason for their actions, and they all have justified their actions. The prison is full of just people. If they're a thief and then that's how they have made living, they have justified their actions for their income. That is sin speaking to them. And another notable thing is that they lose the fear of God. This is not only for the world, but also for Christians too. Even for the slightest thing, which no one sees on the surface, if you are making a compromise as a Christian, you would eventually end up losing fear of God. So when Jesus said, narrow is the way to life, and only few finds it, you still not care. For those who are preaching the false teaching on the Great Tribulation, I think those people do not have the fear of God, and that's why they do what they do. Yes, God is love, but he is also just. And as I mentioned in the morning service, you cannot just take one element and only teach that part. Yes, we must love God, but it also says to fear God too. I always had the fear of God. I feared him too much, and because of that, I never thought I could become a preacher. In the book of James, he says that the most of you should not become a teacher. So I thought, I don't have to go out of my way to become a teacher with a greater responsibility. Let other brave people become one, I thought. But I ended up becoming a preacher. When I was younger, I was less passionate, but as I grew older, I grew fear of the Lord more and more. Yes, I experienced persecutions and I lived with it and I have to let it go. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, who were teachers, that they would go to Gehenna. And Jesus does not lie, so I thought that becoming a teacher of the word is becoming closer to Gehenna. So one of my main reasons to hold me back was the fear of the Lord. And even after I became a preacher, I am always careful of what I speak from the pulpit. I am not just speaking whatever, unless I am 100% sure that this is what God says. I do not speak because I fear the Lord. Of course, I make mistakes, but my fearful approach to the Word of God is what is expected by God, I think. Verse 2. For he flatters himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The translation is a bit unnatural in wording, but what it is trying to say is, one becomes tolerant to his own sins, and that would continue to be so until it would become too obvious for others to ignore. So sins do speak to you, deceive you, and justify your actions. There was a teacher I always looked up to. I read all his articles and all his books, and I agreed with what he said in every way. He was good-looking and tall and everything opposite of me. I never knew him in person, but when I heard him speaking about the second chance for people who continue to commit sins, I was so disappointed. And I thought maybe he was preaching his version of truth, which saves his secret sins. Same thing with preachers who keep talking about people being lifted up before the Great Tribulation. I was thinking maybe they do not want to be judged. The preacher from the previous church was so convinced that he would not see the Great Tribulation because he did not want to see it. He didn't care what it says in the Bible. The sins are probably talking to him, because the Bible says so. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. This happens to Christians too. I heard about the seminary, and they have their own interpretation of the gospel, and they tell their students that they do not need to take the words at face value. So if you look around, there are many teachings and interpretation of the gospel among the Christian community. But if you just read the Bible as it is, it's not saying anything complicated. It is very straightforward and simple, something even I can understand and speak about. There is no teaching like you have to spend a whole year to understand the doctrine. Everything is so easy, and if you hear it once, you understand it. So when I hear a doctrine that talks about apostasy and the Great Tribulation, and they patch up these words from here and from there and make it sound so complicated, I think they're just deceiving people. We are all entering into the era of tribulation, and if they're doing that, they must be taking the word very lightly because they have no fear of God. They may be saying things in the name of God, but when such doctrines come out of the mouth of Christians and pastors, you still have to be very careful. He has left off to be wise and to do good. To be wise is an important thing. Daniel was a good example, and God loved him for that. Without wisdom, he could not solve the mystery of end time or interpret dreams. But some are not even looking for wisdom and stop pursuing wisdom. He devises mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are great deep, O Lord. Thy preserved man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. So being under his wings is the key for all. And as it says in the verse 8, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. The church would be enjoying the drink of the river of his pleasure. And as you know, the word water or drinking indicates the Spirit of God, so the church, the house, would enjoy the Spirit of God. For with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. For those who pray much, you would be connected to the fountain of life. As for seeing the light of God, we have to try to see His light first. There was a time that I was spending much effort and time reading books written by those who went before us to serve the Lord, and I thought that I was seeing the light by reading their books, rather than reading the Bible itself. But that was a different kind of light, I found out. I have to go directly to the source. You have to get to the light from God and God's word directly. When I was younger, I had different belief about the end time, and I believed that Europe was a nation of beasts. I was so different back then in many ways, and I think in that sense I was not seeing the light. But as I started serving the Lord and seeking the light, I started seeing more and more, and I started receiving revelations and prophecies. So what I used to see and believe were things of darkness, then I realized. Oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you, and your righteousness to the upright in heart. His loving kindness is available for those who know him, and not for everyone. Many problems we see now, both in Christians and non-Christians' lives, and because people don't know God. It is clear that they don't know God when you look at what happened on March 11th the earthquake, or what is going on inside of the Japanese government, which is obviously preparing for war. China is trying to expand its territory to this way and that way, and everyone is moving toward to start a war. And the Senkaku Island too, China just drew a map for their airspace, and they include the island as their territory. And the relation between Japan and Korea is not very smooth either. Yes, God is allowing that to happen for some reason, and also frictions don't mean that there will be a real war, but those who don't know God do not understand what's going on, and they start saying meaningless things. I saw on the main Japanese Christian publisher's website talking about a group of Christians came to Japan to say the March 11th earthquake was a judgment from God. And the publisher was very upset and criticizing the group as a cult. And I remember thinking, if this is not a judgment, what is it? A blessing? The tsunami is a blessing? Of course not. If it is not a blessing, it has to be a judgment then. But people are so blind and don't see it that way. But when you know God, you will be blessed. So knowing God first is the important thing. When you know God, then you also understand God's word, and you will understand about end times and other things. Because He is just, and you will understand His way and His character. Not that you want anything bad to happen, but you understand what God would do. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked drive me away. There the workers of iniquity have fallen. They have been cast down and are able to rise. There are workers of God and workers of iniquity. So do not focus on what other people say, but focus only on what God says. And if it is not aligned with God, it does not matter how respected he or she is in the world. So if you are spreading word of yourself instead of word of God, that's workers of iniquity. If you continue to do that, you will fall and not be able to rise up again. We have been here for about 10 years, and we are now regularly holding seminars and publishing newsletters and a book and, of course, our services. And I believe this is all because of God's blessing. If you're doing something against God's will, we would have fallen long time ago. So let us continue our work for the Lord to keep us in the light and the blessing.